News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, 4:35 PM, moving through the final section of the day. Hey, listen, I gotta stop here and just point something out. Some of you guys are already grabbing your car keys, getting ready to head home for the day, fight the traffic going down the parkway or along 565 or wherever it is you drive. And so I'm just saying, tomorrow morning on your way to work, consider this, Just Love Coffee. The Just Love Coffee Cafe, they got two locations. One's on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. The other one's on Hughes Road in Madison. Consider breakfast en route to the office tomorrow, all right? On the way to work. And here, I mean, their breakfast menu is crazy cool. So first of all, they got all the best coffees you can imagine. Different blends, different brews, all the gourmet coffees and things you can do like a macchiato or a latte or whatever else. But then they got stuff like, here's my favorite. The womlet. A womlet is an eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, and tater tots all blended together into one omelet, sprinkled with black pepper, and then cooked inside of a fresh bread in a waffle iron. Thank you. Thank you very much for all the saliva that is now dripping off your chin. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, so much more than coffee. Great place to hang out. Great place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Check them out, Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, the phone lines are open. You want to call in? Call in and talk. 866-494-9866. Tell me what you're thinking. We've talked about a number of things today. We talked about supply chain madness. Are you seeing shortages in stores? I'm curious. What are you seeing? Or is your business taking a hit right now because supply chain is messing you up? I mean, it's a series of policies. It's everything in the world the Biden administration seems to be doing has now led us to this crunch moment. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh my gosh, we've got a supply chain problem. Well, you think? I mean, you've got literally, we're not energy independent anymore, so everything costs more to ship because the gas prices have gone up because we're having to import oil. Where does the oil that we import come through? The ports. The ports are backed up. The ports are like 60 ships deep right now, and we don't have enough truckers. Why don't we have enough truckers? Well, because you've paid people to be out of work for so long. Really? Paid them to be out of work? When did that come to an end? Just a few weeks ago. Now we're looking at the holiday season, and we can't get goods to the shelves. On top of that, we have manufacturing base that is literally struggling right now to get the parts it needs to put together the pieces that go into the manufacture of their various widgets, and that's a problem. That impacts employment. Then you have vaccine mandates on top of that. Lord God, all this stuff is piling together. And people are losing their jobs at the same time you're trying to get them to go back to work and then unjam the log jam at the ports. Folks, every bit of this was Biden made. The administration has put a series of policies in place that have now swirled together into a perfect storm, and we got a supply chain snafu going on. I'm just saying. All right, number two on that was tax cuts. Are tax cuts coming? You want to talk about that? Call in and talk about it. Do you believe that it's time for Montgomery to give you a tax cut? Why are we taxing groceries? One of only three states in the nation that does that. We have massive surpluses in Montgomery right now. Should there be a time when government says, we have enough, we're going to give some back? I'm curious your thoughts on that. And then I dealt a lot with national security, and I didn't even get into China, and I've got a whole stack of stuff here on China if I can get to it. Before I do that, though, I know the phones are starting to ring. You want to call in. It's 866-494-9866. You tell me what's on your mind. 866-494-9866. Copper, if you're free there, Kirby on line one. Kirby from Harvest on line one. Phil Williams on Right Side, man. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Phil. I just wanted to say, when it comes to, you know, a nation that claims to trust in the Lord, we sure do. I mean, we've got our lives where you can't do anything without a computer chip anymore. Now, who are we really trusting in, the Lord or that chip, you know?
That's a great point. In fact, I did my devotion this morning looking at an online devotion on my smartphone. So, Kirby, I mean, your point's well taken in a sense. But you know, God can allow technology. But then man seems to be shutting off our technology.
Engineer. I don't say, I'm not talking about just using technology. I'm talking about, you know, requiring it for everything and then not having a backup plan. I mean, shouldn't we at least have a backup plan?
That is an excellent point, and you would think there would be You know, one of the other things we got to watch out for, Kirby, is the fact that we are so GPS reliant. A lot of folks don't realize that all the things you do for your Google Maps, for missiles to be able to hit their target, for planes to be able to fly, relies on GPS technology. And if they take out our GPS technology, which China does have the capability to do, that creates havoc too. So we're extremely reliant on technology right now. I don't know if we know how to go back to old stubby pencils and paper. But hey, Kirby, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you very much. Hey, I got another caller on line two. Line two, Doug from Madison. Hey, Doug, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil. I just wanted to just basically discuss that. I'm really kind of concerned about Kay Ivey and where her priorities are concerning this vaccine mandates that a lot of people in North Alabama are having to deal with, especially the defense contractor industry. And I know people who are getting shot that don't want to get shot, and it's just not cool.
No, it's not cool. In fact, I just got a text a little while ago. A small company that I'm familiar with, I have friends that work there, was just told that as much as they hate it, that they're being told if they're going to keep their federal contracts, they have got no choice but to go ahead and move forward with the vaccination, or they'll lose all their business, and the company that they built for the last 20 years is going to go away. And that's extremely frustrating. As to Kay Ivey, Doug, I'll tell you, she came out strong verbally against the mandates. We have not seen any real activity on her part. And she has every opportunity right now, because she's the one who sets the agenda for the special session. She has the opportunity to include, you know, bans on vaccine mandates and vaccine passports in her call to the legislature, and she has yet to do it that we know of.
Exactly. So I'm waiting to see what and look do. What they just, you know, what Abbott just did in Texas. And she could do the same thing. I mean, we need to be more like Florida, Texas, Tennessee. And I just don't see any movement on her part. It's more knuckle dragging.
I hope it winds up panning out that way that she does. But right now, it's everybody's.
You don't think she's getting enough pressure or something from us as voters?
I think she could always use more pressure on this. I mean, Doug, I mean, if there's a way to contact the governor's office, I mean, there is a way. By the way, you can contact the governor's office and request that she please do this. And we also have the attorney general for the state came out just yesterday, day before, and he asked for the legislature to please take some further action. So she's getting some pressure, but constituents in an election time speak a lot, and I would hope that people would speak out.
All right, well, let's do a call to arms.
Yeah, I like it. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate you. You sound like a Right Side ruffian. We appreciate you being in the audience. That's Doug from Madison. Folks, you want to call in, the number is still open. It's 866-494-9866. Let me go back to a topic that I had on my desk a little while ago, because I'm sitting here with a stack of stuff. So I went through the triple dipper, supply chain madness, all the policies that are swirling together, tax cuts, could they be coming? Maybe. Then I went to national security. That was number three on my triple dipper. And I covered down on things like Afghanistan, the Iran nuclear capability, the fact that North Korea is bucking up again and is creating new means by which they could deliver potential nuclear capability they already have with secret trains that can carry missile systems. But then the big one, the one that we have to consider, in the term they use so often right now, is our near-peer adversary, which is China. Near-peer meaning they're not quite on our level, but they're pretty solid. It would be a slugfest if we truly got into an all-out war with China. You know, are we more capable than them? Sure. Do they have some pretty sneaky things that we don't even know how they really rank next to ours? Yes, it's true. Do they have some stuff that's brewing right now, like I said a moment ago, the ability to take out our GPS satellite systems? Yep. But do I think that we're stronger and more capable? Yes, I do. I mean, for instance, just in our Navy alone, we have, I believe, 11 aircraft carriers. They have two. So we have the capabilities to do more. The question is, do we have the political will? And that's one of the things we're looking at right now. So one of the flashpoints in all of this is, of course, Taiwan. Article out of the Washington Examiner. I've got it right here in my hot little hands, all highlighted and marked up for the show. Why the next decade is extremely dangerous for China and the United States. And it literally goes on to say that we have a situation right now that the Taiwan defense minister has called, quote, the most serious he has seen in his nearly half-century career. A lot of saber rattling going on. If you're not familiar, China wants Taiwan back. They still consider Taiwan to be a breakaway republic. They want Taiwan back in the fold. We have not officially recognized Taiwan as an independent nation, but we've never said that they're not, and we have also been providing them with aid and military support. This is a flashpoint. Now, China has been bucking up in a big way. Back in 1996, I think it was, one of the articles I'm looking at right here, this one came off, is this the AP article? Let me check and see. AP article says, yep, 1996 reminded me of the fact that we had a situation where the two sides really came real close to blows. China got real irked at us and decided to flex its muscle with some exercises that fired missiles into the waters around Taiwan. We responded with a pretty solid show of force. We sent two aircraft carrier groups back then to the region. At the time, China had no aircraft carriers, and they were pretty much stung by it. It was one of those things where they thought we wouldn't do anything, and we did. So what have they done? They spent 25 years now building their defense systems, building out their aircraft carrier capability, and they now have quite a navy for the Indochina region. They've also been doing crazy stuff, like going out into the South China Sea and building islands. Why would they do that? Well, it gives them the ability to set up land-based systems. It also gives them the ability to extend their perimeters into international waters. International waters are based off of distance from your land masses. They claim now that they have these new islands. That extends their land mass out, which means extends their waters out. I got news. It's a shady thing, but they're getting away with it. Why are they getting away with it? Because they're seeing that the world does nothing when geographic boundaries change. How about when Russia took or the Crimean Peninsula in Ukraine? And that was even during the Trump administration, if I'm not mistaken. And we didn't say really boo about it. Now, we started arming the Ukrainians to some degree, but they kind of got away with it. And right now, China's still looking at that and saying, huh, and then combining that with Afghanistan. Oh, look, lack of military will. Washington Examiner points out, the U.S. has been the dominant power in the Asia-Pacific since the Second World War, but in recent years has lost its ability to deter aggression. Beijing has watched countries like Russia alter the international boundaries like Ukraine. And Xi Jinping's inner circle has also witnessed the disastrous handling of Afghanistan. And they've concluded the U.S. military is not what it used to be. I'm just saying, folks, that's a big, hairy deal. And as we're looking at all of this, you've got Taiwan tensions going way up because China is literally spending a great deal of time sending its aircraft. Well over 100 sorties have flown over Taiwan's military airspace. That's a provocation. That's a testing of the limits. That's also a probing of the defense systems and a gauging of what the international will be. So when I read you an article that says literally that the title is the next 10 years are going to be critical, you have to consider at least three of those years have a Biden at the helm. And that's tough stuff. National security, a major issue in the Triple Dipper. You got to pay attention to it. Phil Williams, we're heading to a short break right now. We're going to come back and wrap up the day. I hope you're paying attention to this this world around us. But if you're listening to this show, then I know truthfully that you are. You're the choir, and I'm preaching to you. But nonetheless, I'm equipping you, I hope, for those water cooler conversations, those ability to put phraseology into why you see things the way you see them, and to have the opportunity to, when a liberal says one thing, to say, no, it's actually not like that. Here's the facts. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid. Conservative. Just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, and also live online at rightsideradio.org. You can also find downloads of previous shows and the segments that we've had, like the Grand Council and Copper's Corner, my monologues. We did Woke World earlier this week. All those things are on the website, rightsideradio.org, and we've got a huge amount of people that are checking into them and downloading them daily. We're pushing 8,000 right now on downloads. But that being said, I also want to do a shout-out thank you to Steve, one of our listeners. listeners who sent me a quick message on social media and said that that Crimean annexation by the Russian Federation actually occurred in 2014 during the Obama administration, and he is right. I was looking that fact up, and he'd already sent it to me, and he was correct. 2014 under Obama. In fact, that was like 3 years still to go, almost 2 years until we got Trump in. So yep, during the Obama administration, we lost Crimean Peninsula, and then, you know, now we got the Biden administration, which is technically Obama 2. Copper, as we wrap up the day here, supply chain management, we got this whole madness going on I've been talking about on the show.
Yes.
Have you seen anywhere any shortages in stores or things being more expensive or whatever else that you've noticed?
Yeah, meat prices are definitely higher.
Oh, yeah.
Which is sad. Not just the bacon, but the ground beef. Everything is like a dollar or two more.
But they're really messing with bacon a lot.
Like
I saw one report said that bacon on the average is 17% higher. 17% bacon. Bacon.
Yeah.
That's wrong. And gas prices at the pump, of course, went up. That's due to state and federal. What else? I know we're seeing shortages. I'm hearing that paper products could be an issue, like Costco and Sam's have both begun limiting people's purchases of toilet paper and paper towels because they're not going to face another one of those runs on it where people are going in and buying entire truckloads of toilet paper.
Good.
What was the deal with toilet paper? It was like that was the currency. I'll never forget. So when my daughter, when Caitlin was having to work from home for a while, she came down to stay with us. I mean, why not? We could have her staying with us just as easily. Mm-hmm. So she came out and hung out the house and did her work from home. But she brought with her like a 12-pack of toilet paper. And I said, that's like paying the rent. That's good. you brought Corona cash with you. But anyway, anything else you've noticed that's been short or more expensive?
Well, I guess just in general, if I'm in the grocery store and there's not something on the shelf, they're not restocking it until the next day.
Oh, yeah. It's not like they're running in the back and just getting you an extra one they have on the shelf somewhere. All right. Thanks, Copper. Hey, listen, guys. Great show today. More to come tomorrow. Looking forward to it. We'll be here 2 to 5 p.m. every Monday through Friday. WVNN, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Love this audience full of Right Side Ruffians. Thank you for your support. You got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. And we'll see you tomorrow.